If you have been recently laid off,
continue listening.
I was laid off as a physician associate in 2019. That was the first time I was ever laid off. And when it happened, it was like an ordinary day of me going to work. It was a Wednesday. It was the weekend of Halloween. I remember it vividly, like it was yesterday. Around lunchtime, I was told to go in and speak to the higher-ups. Of course, I thought, I'm due for my annual review, so let's go. Instead, I was told the worst words ever. Of course, the intro. Due to budget cut, we had to lay off 40 people, and one of them is. And that was the start of many things. And looking back 5 years later, I'm here to tell you the mistakes I made during that time of being laid off, and for you not to do what I have done in case you are right now laid off, either on your day zero, meaning day of layoff, or you're in your week one or your week 40. Trust, I've been there. I was laid off and unemployed for almost a year. So I know what you're going through if you are in month 9. My first thought was, how could this happen to me? The thing with myself is that I'm a physician associate, whereas like the essential worker, it was just odd that I was laid off versus maybe give me a part-time position or something. And I am very glad this happened to me because it made me become the resilient person I am today. But first, let's go.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
Go back. At the time of my layoff, I was in a good space, in a good mood, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and mentally. However, once that happened, this is where everything starts with this lesson. One is that I took it personal and I attached the layoff to my identity. And that was one of the worst mistakes I did because it led me to depression, it led me to despair, it led me to suicidal thoughts because I felt if I wasn't a physician associate, then who am I? This is a thing for you not to do, is not to take this personal and don't take it as an attack on your identity. It's only something that's going on with your role. In the beginning, I was good because I had a friend who helped me and took me out that weekend. And then I have another friend who owns a clinic and I was able to volunteer. So that kept me busy until the busyness stopped, and then it was what happened. And it's important that you grieve it, because I grieved it, but in an angry way of saying, why me, why me, why me? And that's not the approach to take. Instead, it's okay, let me sit down and say, what can I do with this? Let me fix my resume. Let me fix up my communication skills. Let me do something so then I could get a better job and look at this as a good thing that's happening to me, because I'm trusting in God that all things work together for good. I don't know how you grew up, but with me, everything is labeled good or bad. Having an F, bad. Having an A, good. Having a job, good. getting laid off bad. And I attached bad to it. And because I attached the word bad to the layoff, I told myself, because this bad thing happened, I'm supposed to have these bad emotions and feel bad and all this stuff. I'm allowed the anger. I'm allowed the sadness. I'm allowed. And I'm here to tell you that's another worst mistake to do. Instead, it's neutral. The layoff is not a good thing. The layoff is not a bad thing. It just is. And once you get the label off of things being good and bad in life, you won't allow it to define how you're supposed to move or what emotion is supposed to be attached to it. Because in the end of the day, when you put a bad on it, your brain will process it bad and will have you go in this tunnel, a very dark tunnel that you don't want to go into. So it's important not to label the unexpected life events as a bad thing. Just say, this is what it is, and leave it as such. It's a neutral zone. Grieve it as a loss. Of course, many people think unexpected life events is in the sense of a death of a loved one or a divorce, but losing a job is a death as well. I will leave a link to my book that I wrote about this experience and the process of me healing and the journey. And one of the things I researched was this article, and the guy said a layoff should be grieved as a loss. And the thing with society, because I had people bother me and say, why are you handling this layoff the way you are? And it was respectfully, you got laid off at the time of your life, and maybe you are you, but I am me because of the things I mentioned earlier of me attaching myself to the role that made me grieve it as a loss. And in the essence, it was a loss. I spent 7 years there. I put time, effort, and energy. I traveled an hour, sometimes an hour and a half one way to work. It was a loss. And that because other people handle layoffs differently, everyone is entitled to how they process things. And I'm encouraging you to process this loss of a job as a grieving process. Don't be alone during this time. I was first not alone, but then I felt, okay, maybe my friends are tired of hearing about what's going on with me and how I'm feeling, of how I'm feeling sad, of how I'm feeling just awful and pissed that this happened to me, and how hard it is for me to find a job. So then I just cut everyone off. And I went into my hole of feeling no one cares and no one understands. And that is one of the worst mistakes I did, because then it led to a hole where I honestly didn't care about this world or myself. And the better way to do this is to make sure you have at least one trusted friend. And don't go on social media to find this person. Like, know them personally. Have a face-to-face with them, because that's what's important, because you've gone from a place where you went to work all the time. You had contact with people Monday through Friday. And for me at my job, I had patients sometimes that I hugged. So there was even emotional connections. There were so many things that got broken in a second. And it's important not to go from all this personal interaction and people interaction to going in a hole. Don't do that. Instead, make sure you have at least one person as your support. Comment below, who is your support system during this time of your layoff or your unexpected life event? Another worst mistake that I made 5 years ago was that I did not accept the unexpected, because as I mentioned, it was the whole why me? I'm a physician associate, like, what is happening here? The unexpected has not happened to me before. It was the fact that I have not known of a healthcare professional being laid off. Things were just moving accordingly for me that year. So that just cutthroat unexpectedly this event. And it made me the person I am today. and is a part of resilience in the sense of to expect the unexpected. And once I did that, that helped me a lot. Because if you go about life saying, ah, shucks, why me with everything, you're not realizing life happens. And I had to finally come to terms with life happens. And once I got laid off again, 9 months later, it was, okay, I will get another job. And it just made me stronger. And I'm here to encourage you that accept the unexpected and have that in your system. So then whenever things happen in life, not just a layoff, any unexpected thing, just know to accept the unexpected, because we live in a world where nonsense happens and pit happens, as my pastor says. We cannot be hard on ourselves and take it as an L. Looking back now in my present, 5 years later, God did a great thing, and I'm so happy he laid me off from that place 5 years ago. It made me the person I am today, which is stronger, resilient, and an author. And I'm able to help other people when I meet them and they tell me to get laid off, and I can encourage them and say, hey, I understand what you're going through. I'm here to listen. Do you need any advice? And they let me know, and then I keep it pushing and I just listen. And if I did not have that layoff happen to me, I would not know how to approach or be understanding of someone who's been laid off or gone through an unexpected life event, because I've gone through it. And even the emotional, mental effects of being laid off, I went through that as well. So I was able to encourage people who said they were sad or feeling depressed, and I helped to encourage them to be like, hey, you know, this is only temporary. I know it seems long. It felt long to me, and you will get through this as well. I got through it. I'm your human example of you too could get through this. And I'm here to let you know as well, you too can get through this. And there is a light at the end of this tunnel. And even looking back 5 years, it's amazing of the person I was back then and the person I am now. The person I am now would have handled it a lot better, because the person I am now, as I said, I don't attach a role to my identity. My I am is my I am. I am an encourager. I am a healer. And my role as a physician associate is just a role, and it can be replaced. Even though the situation happened, it made me a stronger person, a better person, a resilient person. And you as well